Hello there, I'm with Stephen Jeffries, writer of The Liberty. We're in the first day of rehearsals here at the SIT, and The Liberty opens on the 3rd of May. Stephen's here, just overseeing rehearsals. So Stephen, the play itself, The Liberty, is very interesting, multi-layered, I would say, having listened to the read-through today.
I'm shocked to find the play is now 20 years old, and that it was 1994 that we performed it first on tour without a joint, and then at the Royal Court. The play had been brewing in my mind for a long time. It actually arose from a visit to my dentist, who gave me a copy of the book Sodom, which was the filthiest play I'd ever read, which was written by the Earl of Rochester, and his name was Mr. Lightman. He features in the play briefly, but the moment for writing it didn't come until it was almost 20 years later, when I joined the Royal Court doing a job called Literary Associate, helping to choose the plays. I think the reason why it came into being at that moment was a kind of response to the 1990s. I kind of got very lost in the 17th century, and I sort of found something in the 17th century, partly freedom to use language much more freely, but also various parallels with the present day. And I was more interested, I suppose, in pursuing parallels than I was with direct of straightforward realism. And The Libertine, I suppose, it's about a really intelligent, well, it plays about rebellion in some way. And this is someone whose rebellion is really turned in on himself. Mm. I think in the end, Rochester is someone who has all the talent that one could wish for in life, and he just deliberately and systematically wastes all these talents, and that is something he chooses to do because he doesn't see any point in exercising those talents, and that's what I think is distinctive. And it's sort of a comment on the society at that time, which is sort of John Major's Britain, and that kind of intellectual anguish turned in on oneself was somehow it fitted the times. Now coming at it fresh now, I'd be very interested to see. You don't really know with plays that have been quiet for a long time how they'll affect an audience again. The thing I think about it, the reason why I think people would like to see it, is it's very funny. It does strike me as being it's a very funny, and it's a very rude play. It's an incredibly bawdy play, and I wonder about where I was at the time in that respect.
You were obviously channeling the Earl of Rochester.
It's a very sexy play, and it has a great deal of comedy in it, but at the same time it asks this kind of question about how do we live, and in a way life doesn't depend on what gifts we're given, it's what we make of those gifts, and this is really looking at the dark side of someone who willfully decides not to employ any of those gifts to anything useful, and is constantly railing against everything and against the nothingness of life. I mean, in a way, I've lived constantly with this play because the film of it was released in 2004, and it took about 7 years to get that off the ground. So I'll be interested to see what it does to an audience now and how they relate to it.
It's very obvious you're saying, thinking about the political situation, the social situation at the time that you were writing it. John Wilmot, the Earl of Rochester, was a real chap who was doing pretty much exactly the same thing at the time, maybe.
Yes, I mean, I think the situations were obviously very, very different, but I think that there are sort of parallels, and I suppose that's the interest for me in seeing the play again, is to see how the play lives on stage in the very different times now.
Thank you very much, Stephen. We look forward to the next few weeks' rehearsals, exploring more about this, and then goes on stage on the 3rd of May.